are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
With God, anything is possible.
In His power, armies are defeated.
In His power, seas are parted.
Stand on His promises, live His love. Anything is possible with blessing from above. Work for His people and live by His power. God can make you strong.
When David was a little boy, he joined the army of the Lord. He faced a giant, Goliath was his name. With a sling and a stone, he faced his foe, and he fired off a deadly blow.
God can make you strong.
Standing
on His promises and living His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people.
From Him in a test, His health, His home, His wealth, His family. The devil tried to win His soul, but mighty God was in control.
God can make you strong.
Stand
on His promises and live in His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people.
Gave him a mighty plan. God gave him everything that he would need. And His people followed Him faithfully, and they watched Him part the mighty sea.
God can make you strong.
Standing
on His promises and living His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people.
About strong. For the next three programs, we're going to hear the story of a very strong man, and his name was Samson. His story is found in the book of Judges, chapter 13, 14, 15, and 16. And today, we're going to talk about his parents.
The Israelites had been delivered to the promised land, the land of Canaan.
But they still had troubles to face and battles to fight, and they were still disobeying God. The Lord delivered the Israelites into the hands of one of their enemies, the Philistines.
A man named Manoah had a wife who never had been able to have children. But one day, an angel of the Lord appeared to her and said,
"You are going to have a son.
See to it that you drink no wine and do not eat anything unclean." The angel also told her not to cut her son's hair.
He was to be set apart for God. He would begin the deliverance of Israel from the hands of the Philistines. She went to her husband and said,
"A man of God came to me. He looked like an angel of God. Very awesome. I didn't ask him his name or ask him where he came from.
Manoah prayed to the Lord. O Lord, I beg you to let the man of God you sent to us come again to teach us how to bring up the boy who is to be born.
The angel of the Lord returned and repeated the same instructions to him.
Manoah replied, We would like you to stay until we prepare a young goat for you.
They wanted him to stay and visit and be their guest of honor. When someone comes to your house, don't you invite them in and offer them something maybe to drink or to eat?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they were inviting the angel of the Lord in, but they didn't realize that this was the angel of the Lord, did they?
No.
No. Let's continue.
The angel said, If you prepare a burnt offering, offer it to the Lord.
Then Manoah wanted to know the angel's name.
And the angel said, It is beyond understanding.
Then Manoah took a young goat and sacrificed it on a rock to the Lord.
And the Lord did an amazing thing while Manoah and his wife watched.
As the flame blazed up from the altar toward heaven, the angel of the Lord rose up in flame.
Seeing this, Manoah and his wife fell with their faces to the ground.
When the angel of the Lord did not show himself again, Manoah realized that it was the angel of the Lord.
We are doomed to die, he said to his wife.
But his wife answered, If the Lord had meant to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and grain offering from our hands, nor shown us all these things.
The woman gave birth to a boy and named him Samson.
He grew, and the Lord blessed him.
And the Spirit of the Lord began to stir in him.
All through God's Word, we can see examples of God calling his people to do his work. People like you and me.
People trusted God.
People obeyed him.
Can you hear him calling you?
Can you hear him calling you?
Trust him and obey.
Trust him and obey.
Did you know that God has a plan for you?
Did you know that God has a plan for you?
Trust him and obey.
Trust him and obey.
And walk with. Pray to him and say to him, I will love you, I will serve you, trust you and obey. In all your ways acknowledge him,
in all your ways acknowledge him,
trust him and obey. Trust him and obey.
Trust him and obey.
And walk with him. Talk with him.
Pray to him and say to him, I will love you. I will serve you. Trust you and obey.
Did you know that God has a plan for you?
Trust him and obey.
What are some of the things that you noticed in this story, Alexa?
Well, that his parents were God-fearing people. They love God.
Okay. Ashton?
That anything can happen.
Okay, because that's pretty amazing what they witnessed, wasn't it? Yeah. Brittany?
That they were willing to take a stranger into their house.
Okay.
It was interesting that she would believe the angel after all those years of not having children, and someone comes up and says, you're going to have a baby. And she, okay.
The angel came to the wife, and what did the husband want?
To see the angel too?
He wanted to be given instructions so they could raise the child the way God wanted them to.
That's right. So the angel visited them, and then what happened?
They had wanted to give the angel something to eat, and the angel said to give a burnt offering to the Lord, and so they did.
Okay, and when they gave their burnt offering, they saw the angel of the Lord rise up in the flame, and they fell with their faces to the ground. Why do you think they did that?
Maybe because they were really scared.
Okay, it was pretty unusual to see something like that happen.
Probably because they felt the presence of God and realized that had to have been an act of God.
Okay, good. Yeah, Alexa.
Like Brittany said, they knew that they were in the presence of God. And I think that's why he said we are doomed to die, because in the Old Testament with Moses, God had said that if you are in the presence of me and you see me, you'll never live.
Okay. How do you think Samson's parents felt that day?
Really, really, really happy that they're going to have a child.
I think they were honored to have a child that would be a servant of God.
Yeah. And Samson's parents wanted to raise him with God's help. And your parents looked to the Lord for help, too. Your parents love you so much. And your heavenly Father loves you even more.
He loved us so much, he died for us.
That's right, he did. Let's think about that this week. Let's think about how much your parents love you and how much your heavenly Father loves you. Ashton, will you pray for us?
Sure. Dear Father, you are awesome. You have been speaking to people for thousands of years, using them for your good purpose. We worship you and praise you, Father, for all you have done, for all that you do each day that we live. You love each one of your children with a perfect love. We put our faith in you. We put our trust in you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
For God so loved the world
that he sent Jesus.
We worship and praise him.
Jesus is all that we need. Jesus is our Savior and friend.
Thanks for joining us today.
Next time, we will continue the story of Samson.
We will see how God gave him amazing strength.
If you would like to contact us, here is our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Or you can write us at Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
And remember, for thousands of years, God has been guiding and using his people to do amazing things.
He will guide us and use us too. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.